Hey there, and welcome back to another episode from all of us at Optimal Chiropractic. I'm Dr. Barney, and today we're talking about one of the most common issues people deal with, low back pain. If you've ever bent down to tie your shoes and felt that sharp twinge, or stood up from your chair only to realize your back's been stiff for hours, you're not alone. Low back pain is incredibly common, but here's the good news. There's a lot we can do to prevent it, and a few simple things that can help you feel better quickly when it does show up. Let's start with the prevention side of things, because trust me, avoiding back pain is way easier than managing it once it sets in. First, get moving. The number one thing I tell patients, movement is medicine. Sitting for long periods, whether it's at a desk, in a car, or even just lounging, puts strain on your lower back. It tightens your hip flexors, weakens your glutes, and over time, that adds up to pain. If you have a desk job, try to stand up and stretch every 30 to 45 minutes. Even a short walk around your office or a few bodyweight squats can keep your back in better shape throughout the day. The second tip is to strengthen your core. Your core isn't just about six-pack abs. It includes all the muscles that support your spine. When those muscles are weak, your back has to pick up the slack. That's when injuries can sneak in. Incorporate simple core exercises like planks, bird dogs, or even dead bugs into your weekly routine. You don't need a gym membership. Just a few minutes a day can make a huge difference. Next, lift smarter. Whether you're picking up groceries or grabbing your toddler off the floor, how you lift matters. Always bend at your knees, not your waist. Keep the object close to your body and avoid twisting as you lift. I always say lift with your legs, not your back. It's a simple habit, but it saves people from so much unnecessary pain. Next, you should check your mattress and shoes. If your mattress is more than 8 years old, it might not be giving your spine the support it needs. And the same goes for worn out shoes, especially if you're on your feet a lot. Poor support leads to poor alignment, and that can definitely contribute to low back pain over time. All right, let's shift gears a bit. If you're already dealing with back pain, here are a few quick tips that can help ease discomfort. Quick fix number one, ice, then heat. If the pain just started and you suspect inflammation, maybe after a tough workout or a weekend project, start with ice. Apply it for 15 to 20 minutes to reduce swelling. After 48 hours, switch to heat to relax the muscles and increase blood flow. Quick fix number two, gentle movement. It might feel like the right move to lie down and rest, but unless your pain is severe, light movement usually helps more. Try walking, some gentle stretching, or doing light yoga. The goal is to keep things from tightening up even more. Quick fix number three, come see us. Sometimes back pain is your body's way of telling you something is out of alignment. That's where chiropractic care comes in. At Optimal Chiropractic, we specialize in finding and correcting those imbalances so your body can heal naturally and without the need for meds or surgery. So whether you're looking to prevent back pain or manage an ongoing issue, you're not alone and you've got options. That's it for today's episode. If you've got questions or want to schedule an adjustment, we'd love to see you in the office. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.